There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
We doing today? It is a good day. I feel like I got lots of rest because I didn't rest over the weekend. And I was doing, as far as I know, it was Thermopolis, Wyoming's first metaphysical expo. Now, I can't prove that. It's the first one I've ever heard about, though. I know that. So, excited about that, excited to expose new people to new things. And it was really fun. We laughed a lot because we had good friends gathering, and that was super cool. So let's see. I'm trying to think of the next expo so that I'm in, so that maybe you guys can come. And I can't right now. Because my brain's fried. So I want to talk about the astrology a little bit, though, because there are some things happening today. Really cool energy. So when I looked at the picture of, you know, the astrology wheel is there, you know, and all the planets are there, but all those lines that crisscross in the middle, those are called aspects, and that's how the planets are talking to each other, basically. So we have all kinds of really cool aspects today. We have a grand square, also called a grand cross, and that involves, I wrote them all down, that involves Neptune, the moon, Vesta, and Juno. So when there is a grand cross, in order to be a proper grand cross, there is the energy of each element there. So earth, air, fire, and water. And we have all those showing up in Neptune, the moon, Vesta, and Juno. And I didn't write down precisely, and I've got the chat open so I can see who's here. Yay. And I didn't write down precisely which each one was in, but I guess maybe I can look. Juno's in earth. Vesta is in air. Yay. Neptune is in Pisces. Neptune likes being in Pisces because that's the sign it rules. And then What else did I say? The moon. The moon is in Sagittarius. So, yes, all four elements going on there. So that creates a lot of balance in everything. And I know that that includes two of the asteroids. But like I've said before, I believe that asteroids are very important right now because we are coming into more balance. And I feel like when we include the asteroids, it gives us a better reading and might lean one way or another in order to help explain some things, right? So then we've also got an Earth Grand Trine. I love Grand Trines. I've got one in my chart. And this one involves Uranus. Hold on, I gotta read my messy writing. Uranus, Juno again, and Mars and Venus. So we've heard about Juno twice in both of those, huge aspects. That means, well, let me put some more of that together. That means that there is more on the things that we love, the things that we really want to have in our life. Okay, so then we have Mars and Venus are still conjunct. That adds even more of that love energy, bringing more of that in. And then Mars, Pluto, and Mercury are still very close together and considered conjunct, even though Pluto and Mercury are now in Aquarius. And Mars is still in Capricorn. So all of that beautiful energy adds up to everything being amplified. And the theme right now are the things you love, 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 are shining through right now. So now is the time to take the big chances. There's good earth grounding energy to take good chances on. The things that you dream about the most, the biggest dreams that you have. So, for instance, if you ever wanted to ask a girl out or a girl to marry you, now would be the time. Or a man to marry the woman. Doesn't matter anymore, right? So, now would be a good time to ride that wave and create that great foundation to you for yourself. Also, if you have a huge dream, it's a great time to bring that into fruition, to start the process of getting whatever you need together to make that good foundation for all of that. So, cool, cool, cool. I minimized the chat, so let's see who is here. I know Maureen is here. So, hi, Maureen. Yay, glad you could join us this time because I know that doesn't happen all the time. Let's see. Cody Blaze. I know who that is. And I can't remember at the moment. Ruth is here. Yay. Oh, it's Richard, right? I believe that's true. So, hi, everyone. Glad to have you here. And I want to sing for a little bit. And really get us grounded into this good energy, right? So just relax, let your eyes fall shut. Mine are going to be closed. If you have headphones, go ahead and put them on. It's fun to listen with headphones because apparently the angels sing with me. Or if you're a technical person, all the feedback creates what sounds like a voice, but it's cool. So, wiggle down in your chair and take some deep breaths, relax with me, and just let the music take you wherever you go. Should he can that he tomorrow, while that heel can more heal, I said he would know. Love, love, love it. Oh, yes. Okay. So Cody Blaze is Richard. Hi, Richard. Yay. Good to have you on here. Glad you are here. I did get the necklace. Yes. So I'm going to figure out what I can do with that. I have a story for you. Let's see where to start with this story. I had a good friend. In fact, he hasn't been on the show, but I have done my show from his house before, because when we're together, we kind of lose track of time. So, Mike Cole, called me today, and the purpose of the call was just to cheer me on. And I thought that was so special. You know, we in the psychic community know that things are happening right now and things are amping up and big, big, weird, crazy things can happen by the end of the year. But when you have somebody that's, he's probably the most, one of the most grounded people I know. And since he spends most of his time away from most people and in with the energy of the earth and watching wildlife and just observing things happen around him, I would say that he's in a really good place to really feel into things that the rest of us wouldn't necessarily feel with our go, go, go lifestyles, right? So I love that he took the time to call me and say, hey, people are going to need you by the end of the year. So keep doing what you're doing. And I also really needed to hear that, because I get caught up, and I think everybody does this, anybody that has their own business. For one thing, we never have a day off. And secondly, I mean, I say I had a day off, but that doesn't mean I wasn't doing anything for my business today. It just means that I didn't drive anywhere. So, but I did rest. That's always very important. So, where was I going with that now? Sometimes I lose where I'm at. Oh, I get so, and I think, like I said, a lot of business people do this who own their own business. I get so worried about whether or not it's successful and whether or not I'm making enough money. And if I'm not making enough money, or I don't have enough in my bank account, I got to fix it now. Now. Today, it's got to be done today. And, you know, things have to be created today. And oh, really, is that true? No. not necessarily. I mean, there are things that I just can't do anything about today, right? I can try, but sometimes the universe just says, nope, it is not happening today. So you might as well just sit back and relax. So it was good to hear that in all of my go, go, go-ness. And I think that it has been harder to pull myself out of that space and put myself back into a space of, I know that everything's going to be okay and that everything is going to work out just the way it's supposed to. It's been harder in the last 3 years, ever since 2020. 2020 really knocked me for a loop. So I don't know if it's that way for everybody. I can tell you that it's getting easier for me. In the last, I would say the last 6 months, it's gotten easier. But it has been difficult the last 3 years. And the other thing that has been difficult is me, just being in nature sometimes, you know, one of those times that I was out in nature was when my daughter almost died. So, it's not that I don't go out in nature, but I'm probably not going to be out for 2 weeks at a time where nobody can get a hold of me anymore, you know? just because things do happen. And that was a very scary time. So, but I do know too that this year is, my guides are calling for more self-care for me. Really to get myself into better shape, so that I have less inflammation in my body. And I know that my body is going to hold up to everything that it's going to be put through by the end of the year. So I think that he's very right that something's going to happen. And as far as predictions go, I'm not your prediction girl. I'm your fix-it girl. So that I am not that kind of psychic. I am not clairvoyant. I am more about what you need for healing. So, oh, thanks for being here, Richard. It's good. Oh, let me pull you a card really quick. If you're not gone already. Because I got a new deck and it is Priorities, Richard. This is my new Ganesh, Whispers of Lord Ganesh. So priorities, think about what you need to do first and make sure that's high on your list. So have a good night at work and see you next time. So while we are doing this, let me see who's here. Again, what can be reminded? Maureen was here first. So, Maureen. I haven't even been able to tap into your energy for so long. Let me do you a song, but I want you to know that your card is acceptance. So, think about the things that you might need to accept. The number is 39 on the card. So 39, 12, 3. And if you didn't catch all that, I'm adding 3 and the 9 together to get a 12 and the 1 and the 2 together to get a 3. And that actually, those are my numbers that I'm working with in this lifetime. So I know all about those numbers. And, if you want to know more about that, there's a book called, I have to actually look because I can't remember the name of the book. And I might not have it pulled up anymore. The Life You Were Born to Live by Dan Millman. Love, love, love that book. So I'll leave that energy with you, Maureen, but I want to sing you a song because we haven't done that for so long. So this is just for you, my dear. And to benefit everybody. It's so gorgeous. Oh, the picture that I get is beautiful butterflies. Maureen, you're flying around in a butterfly. I love that. So just keep doing that in your meditation and think about acceptance. And maybe it's accepting things that you never thought of before. Like, I can fly. That's good stuff. There was a time when I was alone, nowhere to go and no place to call home. My only friend was the man in the moon, and even sometimes he would go away too. Then one night as I closed my eyes, I saw a shadow flying by. He came to me with the sweetest smile and told me he wanted to talk for a while. He said, Peter Pan, that's what they call me. I promise that you'll never be lonely. And ever since that day, I am a lost boy from Neverland, usually hanging out with Peter Pan. And when we're bored, we play in the woods, always on the run from Captain Hook. Run, run, lost boy, they say to me, away from all of reality. Neverland is home to lost boys like me, and lost boys like me are free. Neverland is home to lost boys like me, and lost boys like me are free. He sprinkled me in pixie dust and told me to believe. Believe in him and believe in me. Together we will fly away in a cloud of green to your beautiful destiny. As we soared above the town that never loved me, I realized I finally had a family. Soon enough we reached Neverland. Peacefully my feet hit the sand, and ever since that day, I am a lost boy from Neverland, usually hanging out with Peter Pan. And when we're bored, we play in the woods, always on the run from Captain Hook. Run, run, lost boy, they say to me, away from all of reality. Neverland is home to lost boys like me, and lost boys like me are free. Neverland is home to lost boys like me, and lost boys like me are free. Peter Pan, Tinker Bell, Windy darling, even Captain Hook, you are my perfect storybook. Neverland, I love you so, you are now my home sweet home. Forever a lost boy at last, and for always I will say, I am a lost boy away from Neverland, usually hanging out with Peter Pan. And when we're bored, we play in the woods, always on the run from Captain Hook. Run, run, lost boy, they say to me, away from all of reality. Neverland is home to lost boys like me, and lost boys like me are free. Oh, Neverland is home to lost boys like me, and lost boys like me are free. Oh, yay. So I just realized during that song that we might have a bunch of new people on, because I gave loads of business cards out this weekend. So if you're new, welcome. Thank you for being here. Please like, subscribe to Goldilocks Productions, and please share. And if you, excuse me, subscribe to our channel, then you will be able to participate in this chat that we have going. So I welcome you. And I want you to know that every time that I sing is for everybody in the audience. That's what I've always gotten from my guides. It's that it's going to benefit everybody that is listening. So if you have something pop up that is unusual, might freak you out a bit, something that comes into your mind while you're listening to my music, please reach out to me and either book an appointment, or if you just want to chat, we can do that as well. As long as it doesn't take me an entire hour, I will do a 15-minute call for free. So there won't be a whole lot of healing going on in that call, but you'd be surprised if you keep listening to the show how much healing you can get through it anyway. So, thank you for all your support, all you listeners. And I'm going to see if I can bring back the chat to see if anybody has anything else to say. Robin's here. Woohoo! Yay! Robin, well, everybody, I love having the energy on. It brings so much to the show. It's so good. So I'm going to pull another card. This is for somebody listening in the show that's not on the chat. This one I might have to read about. Not that I don't know what it is. The card is steadfastness. So really what this means to me is that if you have a dream, don't let it go. And especially not right now, because the energies are so good for you to be able to bring that through. The only better energy for you to bring that through is if maybe the sun were conjunct Uranus right now. And I'm not even sure if that's true, but everything is lining up and in a way that we can manifest the big things. So please, please, please hold on tight to your dreams. do that. The other thing is I've got this beautiful, let me grab this. This beautiful painting that my friend Shelley did for me this weekend. And do you see, I know the lighting isn't very good for you to see this very well, but it's this beautiful watercolor that she did for me after giving me a session, or I gave her a session. And the roots of this tree just kind of extend out into the whole environment, right? And there's a swing on said tree. And she's telling me, never forget to have fun. So those dreams that are important to you, hang on to those. Be steadfast in believing in those. But I want to see what they have to say for this card too. It's a 32, which reduces to a 5. Let's see. Be focused on your purpose and unwilling to be swayed by what other people think or by what you perceive. Ganesh heartens you by revealing that when you know your effort is not futile, you will be steadfast and immovable. You know, I'm not going to read the whole thing because I'm dyslexic and it doesn't go well. That's part of it. But the other part is, I have something to say now that I just forgot now that I said that word.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
When, maybe I'll have to look it up again and see. 32. That's what it was. We all have people in our lives who intentionally, who have the best of intentions, maybe. And they maybe worry about us and they might crush said dreams, right? So please be careful who you share your plans with. You know, if you have a dream of becoming a well-known artist, for God's sake, pick up whatever your medium is and start doing it. Hold steadfast to that dream. And maybe you don't even tell those people about it. You know, I realized something this weekend, and I have a really, really good friend who is in her 70s and has been in the psychic world for a long, long time. And she sees the energy around people. And she knew that I was hurting and very inflamed this weekend. And she looked at my aura and I saw her doing it. And I thought, oh no, here it comes. Right. And she said, oh my gosh, we got to fix you. But when people tell me that I need to be fixed, it plants this seed, I guess, in me that I try to snuff out. And sometimes I'm not all that successful. That I'm broken or, you know, I don't have all that great of energy or whatever it is for the weekend. But, for the show. So usually that happens in a show. Now, a lot of times I feel great in shows and I won't have anybody coming up to me saying, you know, there's something wrong. Can I fix this? Blah, 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 whatever it is. I don't mean to say blah, 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 or downplay anything that she said to me, because I really do value her opinion. And I know she wants the best for me. And I also know that she likes to tell me that I'm lacking self-care, right? So when I pushed myself through the weekend and went ahead and did the show, even though I didn't feel well, and not like I was sick, just inflamed from, I imagine, from medications and hurting in pain. That happens to me so much that I pretty much can ignore it most of the time. And then when I do talk to people, it does come through as I'm super excited about what I do and I love to help people. So may I help you right now, you know? So, but in the steadfast thing, I want you to be careful about maybe about who you tell, or at least stay your course and make sure nobody knocks you off like that. So I'll leave that with you. And I don't know, I don't get a description of who that's for, but but good information for all of us too, right? So you're welcome, Maureen. So good to have you back on. Let's see. Oh, I have another thing, another cool thing that's happened to me this week or happened this week that I wanted to share. I'm not sure how to say that. The person in that just showed up in the chat. Yes, please give us a thumbs up. We're on. I got to remember that. We're on. Rumble. So it's a thumbs up on this app. And please share away. So the thing I was going to share is that I have been having this. Willingly or not, this ongoing fight with technology. I have been told over and over and over and over and over, I don't even know how many times, that in order to get my business where it's all online, I need to I need to put something out on the internet on a regular basis. Now, I do that on a regular basis. I do this show pretty much every week unless something drastic happens. And so I feel like I'm reaching, you know, doing my thing. I have fun with this show. I love the people that show up. I love the people that we get to chat with in the live chat. I have done all the things about, you know, posting on Facebook. I don't do it on a regular basis, though, because I don't really like the energy of interacting with Facebook. Not the people. It's more about supporting huge industry for me. It's not about whether who I have on my feed. I love the people that are on my feed. And I find it fascinating that when I see people in person, all of a sudden they show up on my feed. Even though I haven't looked at Facebook more than to open it up and do business things on there very much. So anyway, the advice has been for me to post things all the time, and I don't want to. So I've been resistant, didn't really want to learn Canva, but I knew I had to, and Canva is an app where you can create cool things like posters, digital marketing app. We'll say that. And then the ChatGPT is another thing that I have resisted, but my cousin told me, get the pro version of ChatGPT. You won't be disappointed, and I think it's going to help you out a lot. So start playing with it and figure out how to do the prompts to make the things that you want. So I have been playing with it a little bit. And I learned that I had told a friend of mine that I needed to learn to speak computer, because I'd never, even though I've worked on computers for the last 25 years, and like been on a computer all day long for my jobs, because I was a medical transcriptionist before this, I still didn't feel like I knew the lingo. I didn't feel like I could communicate well with the programs, right? Suddenly last night I was creating, I had this idea that I wanted to play around with creating a logo for a friend of mine. And I'm not going to talk about his business because I don't have permission yet. But I came up with a logo last night, just poof, that was, I think, really geared toward what he wanted. And I told him we can make whatever changes you want to make. But I was able to come up with that logo and fonts that I liked within 2 hours. And that for me is absolutely huge. So that acceptance card, Maureen. Think about where you had resistance to doing things like that. Maybe yours isn't the computer. Maybe it's something else. Maybe it's I can't do art because you don't do a certain kind of art. Or I can't write a book because it's not up to par. Or whatever it is that's for you that you think you can't or you have resistance to. That acceptance is maybe looking at it a different way. Like, I accept that I have the brains, because you do. I have the technology. I have the ability. I have the talent. And the universe is conspiring for me to do the things that I want to do. And I need to accept those things, right? Because a lot of this is about this drama that we have going on in our lives, that things keep falling apart, or my bank account isn't big enough, or I don't have love in my life. I don't have the love that I want in my life, maybe, is because we're resisting by saying that we don't have it. So we want to change the look of that. And that's really what I did by just saying, I need to learn the lingo, learn the computer lingo. And it's not about speaking a different language. It's about shifting my energy to know that I have the brains, I have the technology, and I have the ability to do anything anybody else does on a computer. Because somebody else got to come up with the program, and that's their job. My job is to figure out how to run said program properly. When I was a transcriptionist, when I started as a transcriptionist, I could not type 25 words a minute. Now that I don't even know what that would equate to as far as pages per day or lines per day. When I, but it's very, very slow. When I quit transcription, I was perfectly able to get 2,500 to 3,000 lines in a day and sometimes 5,000 lines in a day. And the way I did that was really working with the programs that I used. And one of the computer techs told me one time when I was getting a new computer, he was loading everything onto the new computer. And he said, "Is this right?" And I said, "Well, you gotta, explain that more. And he said, your autocorrect is the size of like the Bible. And I said, yes. And you will move every single piece of that autocorrect because it's exactly what I need. Because I had learned to use that tool and use it to the best, you know, the best of my ability. Just like you would learn to use a lathe if you were making finish work in carpentry, or you'd learn which brushes you use to make a beautiful painting. Think about what you need and the tools you need to bring in to make precisely what you want. Because now it's the time, like I said before, for us to make it happen. So, guess what else? I don't remember. I don't think I had started on it last week, but I was doing a live, not live on the internet show, but a show with my cousin where she did her poetry and I did some singing and some other folks came in and did their thing and on a stage in a theater in Terry, Montana. And when she recited a poem that she had written with the help, well, with the contribution, I guess, of our great aunt, I asked her if I could put that to music, but because I had heard music playing with it. And she said yes, and then things got confused, and I got confused, and I didn't do it right away. But I am on that now, because I decided not to let anything get in my way anymore. So this next card that I'm... So I invite you to keep showing up, keep coming to the show, because I want to sing that song for you. It is a beautiful, beautiful poem, and the story makes me cry all the time because it touches my heartstrings. So I'll be doing more and more of that as well, rather than just channeling through. Sometimes I sing music that I have learned that is done by other people. In fact, the one I did earlier was Lost Boys, and I can't remember who sings it right now so that I can give her credit. Damn it. But it's not mine. Not trying to steal it either, just making use of her gift. So, Splendor, Robin, this is for you. Oh, goodness. I love that. The number's 46. So when you add that together, you get a 10, which is a 1. So new beginnings. Seek and honor the beauty and splendor that is within and around you. So, Robin, I feel like I say this quite a bit. Oh. Hold on, you got to see this. She's holding a butterfly. Don't forget the beauty that is inside you, Robin. I know that I remind you of that, or I feel like I remind you of that a lot. And I really... Oh, I want to emphasize something that I have recently learned. People always told me when I would get healings and such, you need to love yourself more. You need to love yourself more. Well, that is a very broad concept. Like Mike and I were talking about today. He said, that's a really broad concept. And I said, yeah. And I always felt like I did love myself, but this year I have learned to really pay attention to my self-talk. And that came from a meditation. I believe that's what I was doing, that or falling asleep or waking up, or, you know, those in between stages where your brain is really relaxed. I realized that I needed to watch myself talk because it was just mean. It was, you know, you're not getting this done. You're not getting that done. You're not blah, 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 blah. My monkey mind can really get carried away with me. And Robin, I want you to really pay attention to the splendor that is you inside, outside. Make sure that you're seeing everything that you are. I know that it's been fairly recent for you to come into your gifts and really recognize that you did have them. And I invite you to ask Lord Ganesh or whoever you feel is in your corner to. Now, Ganesh is the the obstacle remover. Sometimes the obstacle is us, you know, and I feel like most of the time our greatest obstacle is us. So I would ask Lord Ganesh or whoever you pray to remove that obstacle and to help you have better self-talk, help you recognize everything that's going on inside you, help you recognize that you have all of the ability to do anything you want to do, and allow that to really come through. Allow yourself to see, feel, hear, taste, smell, and all the other things, the splendor that is you. So thank you for joining me, Robin. Love that. We have one more person out in the audience that I want to pull a card for. Don't really know. Yeah, I need to shuffle because I won't get the right card in the right order. Okay. So sometimes we're bebop along. And we think our life is going really, really well. And we just need a little bit of encouragement to go in a slightly different direction. And that's what this is about. So if you are happy with your life and just are listening to this show because you like supporting me or whatever the reason is, but you feel like your life is going well, and you're just bebopping along and enjoying everything, then this card is for you. Don't forget to reflect on that. The card is reflection. Don't forget to really be thankful and recognize everything that's going on around you. Because sometimes we do forget that. You know, we get going so fast and yes, things are going in the right direction, and we're bebopping along, and we're dancing around, and things are good, and we're bringing in the things that we want to bring in. But sometimes we forget that we can sit back and relax, too, and allow ourselves to really be thankful for everything that is coming our way. And when we do that, it makes room for even more. I love that. So don't forget to reflect. Let's see. I want to do some more singing now. I'm just asking for what I also broke a nail. Asking for what I need to sing. Oh, I have to look up the words for this song because I don't remember them all the time. Boy, sometimes you can get lyrics right away And sometimes you can't. There we are. Okay. Sit back and relax. I'm going to look at the words, so it's going to look like maybe I'm got my eyes shut, but just relax. Let yourself go and dream. Remember when you were young, you shone like the sun. Shine on, you crazy diamond. Now there's a look in your eyes, like black holes in the sky. Shine on, you crazy diamond. You were caught in the crossfire of childhood and stardom, blown upon the steel breeze. Come on, you target for faraway laughter. Come on, you stranger, you legend, you martyr, and shine. You reached for the secret too soon. You cried for the moon. Shine on, you crazy diamond. Threatened by shadows at night and exposed in the light. Shine on, you crazy diamond. Well, you wore out your welcome with random precision. Rode upon the steel breeze. Come on, you raver, you seer of visions. Come on, you painter, you piper, you prisoner, and shine. That song is by David Gilmour and performed by Pink Floyd. I love that song. I've always loved that song ever since I first heard it. And, you know, some people get too impatient to actually hear the song because the intro is about 15 minutes long. But, and the song is super short, but but it's beautiful. And the words are for everyone. Just shine, whatever you are, whoever you are. Shine from the inside out. And I named this show Enlightened Heights because I wanted you, my goal in the world, in everything that I do, is for you to step into your own magic. I don't want you to come to me every week asking me advice. And I don't want you to come up with, you know, come to me every week thinking that you need me to heal something for you, something else for you. What I really want to do is help you to shine like the person that you were meant to be. I want your soul to shine through you. So that has always been my goal, even when I was a massage therapist and we were taught to have people come back to us week after week after week. I just never paid attention to that part of my teaching. My goal was also to be everything that you needed to be, a one-stop healing shop. So I help you with trauma of all different kinds. It might be physical trauma. It might be emotional. It might be spiritual trauma where you've carried it over from past lives, or generational trauma. I help you let go of the energy, transmute the energy around that, and help you see it in a different light where you can where you can really realize that that there was a purpose for it, and that it wasn't to make you sad, to make you reactive, to make you angry, that there was a purpose that might have been to make you grow, to make you accept things in a different way. And I know that some people out there that are listening might have a hard time thinking that I can do all this online, but I want you to know that I can. So if you need help, reach out to me. And make sure you're giving us the thumbs up. I don't even know what it is on Twitter, because I haven't been on Twitter for years. I still have my account though. Yay. it's called X now. So I assume all the accounts carried over and I still have that. But I know that we are live on Twitter and on Rumble. So anytime you miss the show, come back and catch us again, because they're always on. And what else do I need to tell you? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for all your contributions, monetarily and otherwise. I love having all the energy that you all bring to the show. And I know that there are people in the background that don't want to be on the chat that are listening all the time. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate you being here, and I appreciate any contributions that you give. So I will see you next Monday. Thank you. Love to all.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.